What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Crime and Wine. Did you just start doing a little dance?
Yeah, sometimes I just feel just do it. I don't know. It
I
just
normally see the dance, I say crime and wine.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I just feel in the spirit. It just be on my spirit to do a little shimmy, so I do it.
Okay, little Shammy, how you doing today?
I
Was that a
don't
difficult question?
Yeah, it kind of was because it's like there's a lot of things happening in my head. I don't
What's
know.
new?
I'm kind of
That's like saying the sky's blue. Yeah, no
it's
shit,
just a
Chicago.
lot of stuff, and it's like a lot of things kind of happen simultaneously today, and I don't know like where my emotions land, so I'm kind of in like this odd open space with how I feel about things, you know? Not
Okay.
like bad. It's all good stuff. It's just I don't know exactly how to or what to celebrate just yet.
All right. I guess that works.
I mean, that's where I'm at, you know. But I do want to go get a new tattoo soon.
You a tattooed little something.
I'm gonna go get Buttercup.
As in the Powerpuff Girl?
Yes.
Oh no, there's something in my glass.
Sorry to hear that. How are
I
you
get around
in
it.
the
I ain't about to pour this out. When it get close to my lip, I just put the cup down.
Oh.
Yes.
Tactic, I guess. I don't, okay.
No, should I not do that?
No, go live your life. How are you?
Well,
Yes.
I'm fine. Besides the fact that something in my damn glass, I'm cool.
All
I'm
right.
good. I mean, I'm hungry because a bitch trying to eat right, and I'm so sick of eating damn salads and berries and drinking water. I want a burger so damn bad, but no. Chanel gotta think about her health. Blah, blah.
What did I eat today? Oh, rich ricotta and crostinis with tomatoes and peppers.
I ate a bowl of cucumbers, a bowl of berries, and a damn salad.
I had whipped ricotta with peppers and tomatoes. We're about the same here. No, but
Bowls, thank you. Bowls.
that was by choice. I'm not dieting. Who has time for that?
Well, it's not that I'm dieting. That's how it is. Like, I'm talking about my internal health.
Oh, gotcha.
I need to be more conscious of it.
You're
And
getting old. Got you.
damn, put me
I'm
in my
just playing.
place.
You're getting old. So you have to think about those things. I understand. Got you.
Yeah.
I kind of eat tomatoes and ricotta all the time, so I don't necessarily think about these things.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, I guess.
It's
All
fine.
right, what are you drinking? What you sipping on?
So I have a Chenin Blanc.
Excuse me, that was gross.
It's a French wine. It's from the Sol d'Avre vineyard. The very simple, super simple. It from the Boutan region in France.
Oh, you be trying them words. I don't even try. I'm like, you know what? I'm about to butcher that. So I'm just gonna say France. I know how to say that word.
Oh, well, I spoke French for quite a while.
Girl, you took 2 years of French.
That's a lie. Don't do that. Don't do that. And also, my kids want to learn French, so we've been doing,
True.
literally not sure. And my kids want to learn French, so we've been doing Duolingo around here.
Well, excuse me, fancy pants.
So the kids can learn French.
Well, I'm sipping on the good old trusty Chardonnay. Good old tried and true Chardonnay by 1883. I think I've had this before.
I have.
I feel like I've seen this bottle in my.
You had it here.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I've had it before. I can't. No, you talking about your house?
You had it at my house.
I feel like I've had it in my house too.
I'm sure you have. I know you had it in my house.
Ain't no telling at this
point. What's funny is, so Chenin Blanc for me is what Chardonnay is for you. And I just realized that I don't think I've had a Chenin Blanc since we've started this podcast. I purposely avoided it because I always buy them.
I ain't avoid no damn Chardonnay. That's the shit. I don't care what nobody say. I'm drinking some damn Chardonnay. It's to the point where everybody I go out with, they know Chenin like Chardonnay.
Oh, before we get into this week's situation, right? Mm-hmm. There's a small update to the update. Mm-hmm. Alex Murdaugh appealing his conviction.
You said what?
He's appealing his conviction.
I mean, it's to be expected. He's a well-off man.
He's
a lawyer, so of course.
The appeal to be filed within the week.
Of course. I mean,
because you know all this shit. This is like the microwave version of court TV. So all this shit is happening at like light speed.
Not microwave version.
This shit is happening so quickly. It's wild.
It is. I ain't gonna hold you. throwing me the fuck off. Like, really?
It's like, so yes. Can move this fast. Oh, copy. Gotcha.
Right. All the times you don't move this fast, now all of a sudden you got speed. The right to a speedy trial, like you claim everybody got.
Got you. Heard.
How they pick and choose. Pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today we are going to talk about a company.
Oh, a company. We love a company scam.
I'm thinking it could be either Brex or Brex. I'm thinking Brex.
Wait, I think I know this one.
There's a dash in it, but I'm thinking it's Brex.
Yeah, I think I know this. Yes, Brex, yes.
I'm thinking it's Brex.
Yes.
To be sure, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Brex.
But I'm also going to know this story.
Okay.
I'll figure it out as we go.
All right, so.
Sorry, I'm giving real Morticia Adams. Didn't realize how dark I was vibing at this moment, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't look pale. I look more pale than you do. And I fucking don't know why.
What that supposed to mean?
Because she was very pale with all the dark, which made the dark look even more dark.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I get you. I'm here. I'm with you. Go ahead, story.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, okay. Getting centric.
So let's start off with a little bit of history of the company here. It was founded by David Walsh in 1989 as a subsidiary of, I'm thinking, Breese Resources, B-R-E-S-E-A, Breese.
Sure, let's go with that.
That sounds good. It's a company out of Canada. Okay. The company, they weren't really, now, like I said, it was founded in 89, but they really wasn't turning like a huge profit or anything before like 93.
Mm-hmm.
So Walsh decided to follow the advice of a geologist and bought this property off in the jungle in Indonesia. Okay.
Oh, Indonesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first estimate of the site in Indonesia, which was done by another geologist, a Filipino geologist, Michael de Guzman. Guzman, okay, that's good too.
I don't know, that I feel like that's normally the pronunciation. I don't know, don't cancel us, I promise we'll be trying.
I'm sorry.
Most sources don't have pronunciations of words.
Other people in other languages see Chanel Latrice and they be like, I don't know how the fuck to say that. So I get it.
Yeah, that'd be offensive. It's just most of these words don't have phonetic.
Sorry.
Pronunciation. Like, my French is rusty as fuck, so I'm sure I mispronounce some things. It is what it is. Sorry, y'all. We still
love Latin.
Huh?
My language is dead.
Oh, yes,
it's just evolutions of but it was first estimated to be about 2 million troy ounces.
Mm-hmm.
the estimate of the site's worth increased like obviously as time went on. So by 95, it was about 30 million. In 96, it was 60 million. And then by 97, it was 70 million.
Oh.
Okay. So that's them some big ass jumps. Yeah. All of a sudden, from 89 to 93, nothing really happened. And then all of a sudden,
you make it all a lot of shit. Yes. All of a sudden, you the plug.
So the stock was originally listed on the Alberta Stock Exchange. Remember, this is in Canada. In 89, and then subsequently in 96, it was on the Toronto Stock Exchange as well as NASDAQ. The stock price rose to 280 Canadian dollars per share in 97. And at its peak, it had a market capitalization equal to about $4.4 billion. Billion with the B, billion.
$4.4 billion Canadian?
$4.4 billion U.S.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll say in 2021, that's about 7.4 billion. B. Let's remember, I'm saying B's, okay? Not T's, not M's, B's.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So another mineral company, including Placer Dome, failed. They was trying to do some takeovers, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the Indonesian government, the Indonesian president, I'm not even going to attempt to say his name. I'm going to refer to him as the Indonesian president.
Okay. The president of Indonesia?
Huh?
The president of Indonesia?
Yeah, I'm not going to say his name is what I'm saying.
No, I know, but saying the Indonesian president just sounds
same thing.
It sounds weird to me. I don't know.
That's all right. It's all right. Everybody know what I'm saying.
Eardrums.
So he decided, he was like, you know what? I'm about to get involved. Because remember, this site is over in Indonesia, right? Yes,
this is all happening in Indonesia, which is so strange, but okay.
Now, essentially what's going on is then like, you know what, this company is just too small. Like a small company, like Brex should, they could not exploit the site by itself. They like, you can't do this by yourself. Some shit gotta happen. So they decided to suggest that they share the site with a larger Canadian mining firm. Which is Barrick Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that particular company had some kind of association with the president's daughter. Uh-huh. And then they hired the president's son to handle their side of all of the shit in Indonesia.
Okay.
So then another guy named Bob Hassan, also an acquaintance of the president, negotiated a deal.
The president just walked up and said, give me this shit, bitch.
Like, just like, and everybody I know taking the fucking job.
So he Debo? That's funny.
Essentially. They was like,
I got about $400. Like,
y'all too small. Right. He said, we got about $200. Anyway, so he just filling shit up with motherfuckers he know. His kids, his friends, he just like, fuck that. We taking this shit over. Mm-hmm. But he ended up negotiating where Brex ended up having about 45% of the share. And Freeport McMoRan is what I'm thinking. MCMORAN, but the M and R are capital. So McMoRan, maybe. Copper and Gold would run the actual mine. And Hassan would get a cut of it as well. So he essentially is like,
is McMoRan or whatever that other one is called, is that ran by his family too?
I know, right? You would think so. But now with all of this happening, they decided that Brex would actually end up having the rights to the land for like 30 years. Now, in all honesty, that's a long fucking time.
It is. Money. You see, I'm thinking like, why?
It's a long ass time. But I mean, look at all the people that he's putting in to be part of this whole thing. It's like, we just gonna keep this shit, we gonna keep it here. We not letting this go.
Right. He like, I got 30 years of guaranteed money because I just stole your shit and put all my people on it and fight me, bitch. Like,
right. So all of this shit was ended up being announced February 17th of 97, and the Freeport-McMoRan began their
I don't think it's called McMoran.
probably. That's what they need to be. So it's a McMoron, like from
That is
McDonald's.
hilarious.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're gonna call them Freeport McMoron.
Shut
I'm just saying. They began like trying to like make sure that they understood what's going on, like the evaluation of the site. But that all happened when the deal was announced and everything in February of 97. February 17th of 97. Okay. Now, here comes the fraud.
I thought you said the frog. It took me a second. I was like, why frogs involved? I was so
This shit, they say, started to unravel rapidly.
They usually do.
March 19th of 97.
That's why you picked this.
No, shut up. That is not why. I didn't know until we got down into it. So February 17th. I am I'm full of myself, but that ain't why. February 17th to March 19th is when shit hit the fan. Okay. So essentially what happened is the geologist, the Filipino geologist, Michael, you said DeGuzman?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. He
I hope that's
reportedly,
right. I don't know. We might get canceled. Every time you do these, we
I'll
be
just say Michael.
days,
So Michael, I can say that word.
bro.
He reportedly committed suicide by jumping out of the helicopter in Indonesia. I was like, I'm sorry,
So
what?
okay. So here's the thing of the things, right? Granted, I don't know everybody that's committed suicide. But I do know that usually people who try to commit suicide do it in places that people can't stop them.
Yes.
Usually do it
And would be
in,
found.
it's very
This was done
rare,
in the jungle.
right? I'm like, yeah, because they don't want you to not know. They just don't want you to stop it. I mean, like, you hear about these splashy suicides, like the guy from 40 Days In that went to like the town square and shot himself. Like, you hear about that kind of stuff, but that's rare. Or 60 Days In is the name of that show. That's the name of that
Oh,
show.
that one, yes. Oh,
Yeah, the guy Nate that was in there for like 2 seasons. Like, he did like 180 days in there and his life kind of fell apart and he like went to like the town square and shot himself.
I know
Sorry.
nothing about that.
I will put a warning that there's mention of suicide, but because I
Word.
didn't know we were going here, so I'll
Well,
definitely.
this is this is the only thing. So that's what was said, right? The body was found 4 days later in the jungle, missing the hands and feet, and it looked like they were surgically removed.
So they
Okay.
like, oh, nobody's gonna identify this motherfucker.
Hold on. Well, we ain't gotta get into that part, but this is the part. This is the hold on part. According to a journalist, John Macbeth, which is funny, that's his last name,
Yes.
a body had just gone missing from the morgue of the town. From where the helicopter flew.
Oh, they faking deaths out here?
And then the remains of this supposed Michael was found only 400 meters from a logging road. No one saw the body except for another Filipino geologist who claimed it was Michael. And one of the five women who considered themselves his wife was receiving monetary payouts from someone way after his supposed death.
But why are we faking this?
Because remember, fraud began to unravel rapidly.
Oh, yes, the rapidness of the unraveling. That is why I was like, wait, how did we get here? But I remember now, yes, the rapidness with which the unraveling happened led us to poorly faking our own deaths in the jungle.
Yes. So it wasn't the S word necessarily. That was just part of it because it seems as if it really didn't
you said
happen.
The S word, like we didn't have a whole conversation. So he didn't unalive himself.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like
he didn't actually unalive himself. He is just poorly faking this. Because like stole a body from way too close to where you dumped it. Like that is a wild sentence to say, and I am very well aware of how that sounds. But if you are going to fake a death, the body you steal needs to either fully incinerate or be from far enough away that it wouldn't even make sense for it to be here.
Girl.
That way no one is suspecting that it is not you who this body should be.
Yeah.
Because you want to at least have enough suspicion that people quit looking.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to believe it enough so they stop looking. But if you throwing out a cadaver that you just stole from the university 400 feet from where the fuck you just dumped this bitch, people gonna keep looking. Like, baby, that wasn't well thought out.
Cadaver. That's a funny word. I mean, people just don't use that term like every day.
Been watching House.
Okay, so about a week later, the 26th of March, this Freeport McMoRan is actually an American firm. They were a prospective partner in developing this same area where they got this site, announced that in its own due diligence and core samples led by yet another, I don't know why they're getting all these geologists from everywhere else, because this one is from Australia. An Australian geologist named Colin Jones. I got that word. I mean, that name.
I don't know that there's a... I mean, I know there are American geologists. Just don't know how many.
Girl.
How many of you know to say, I'm going to be a geologist? We ain't got a lot of interesting rocks out this bitch. Ain't nobody trying to be no... Not over here. We live in the boring rock place. If you was in... hell, I'd be a geologist in Australia because they got a lot of shit happening over there.
But he was going through the same site, trying to, you know, figure out what's going on, getting samples and everything. And upon him getting his samples, it actually showed that there was like insufficient amounts of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these numbers, it's kind of like, where the hell are these numbers coming from?
His
ass. About 70 million.
They're coming from his ass. That's where most
clearly
from. That's where most of the numbers in these cases come from. They come square out of their ass. Just
so when all of this shit started coming out,
mm-hmm.
they start all of a sudden shares just being sold off, selling off shares, selling the shit. Like, take it.
Oh, we love a good insider trading. Oh, insider trading is so fun. Like, it's just a fucking amazing.
Now, Brex is like, man, fuck that. We want some more reviews. And y'all need to review that testing. Like, go ahead and test them drills again. Go ahead and test that shit again. Well, they was like, all right, cool. We're going to do it again. Yeah, nigga, not favorable to you either. On this
It's like, now bitch, when I go.
On April 1st of 97. But then Brex was like, no comment. Like, what? So
they did all that just for the test to come back and say, I died and came back and you still not that girl.
So yeah, so that was going on. It's like, what the hell? What the whole hell? So then a third party independent company was brought in to do their own analysis, right?
They keep analyzing this same shit.
Because they trying to be like, what you talking about?
It's this not, it's just not what you thought it was. It's not giving sure. Lush. It's not giving expensive.
Oh,
it's not giving any of that.
This next one, when they did their analysis of this same area, they ended up publishing the results on May 4th of 97. All this shit's happening in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
In said sample, like in the testing, the samples had been salted with gold dust.
What? Y'all done went to the Michaels and bought the bacon dust to throw on top. Mm-mm.
So the lab test showed
poverty.
It showed that the gold in one hole had just been shaved off of gold jewelry.
Right. It's giving poverty. We gotta know. Not y'all done went down to JCPenney and bought out their fine jewelry counter just to shave it on these rocks to try to get people to. We don't have time.
Girl, yeah. So obviously
out here, they out here with the Macy's fine jewelry and a cheese grater.
A zester. We gotta get the gold in here. Like, okay, now this is ridiculous.
Like they make the cocktails just zested.
The gold shimmer that you put in your drink and it'd be swirling. Like
they getting the fancy sprinkles.
That's funny because it says fancy sprinkles.
They done went down to the Claire's and they shaving off the plate.
That shit from Michael's. So essentially this bullshit amount of gold that was actually there, they was like, nigga, this does not support what the original, now, like, it's no, like, this is not
70 million. This is like about $70.
So of course the trading, it was suspended, obviously. Right. Now this is after all them shares and shit was being sold. So by May, Brex faced like a whole lot of different lawsuits and obviously pissed off investors who lost billions of dollars. Because I remember, let's not forget, we're talking 4 point something billion dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Among their major losers were three Canadian public sector organizations, one losing 45 million, one losing 70 million, and another losing 100 million. Yeah. And that last one that lost 100 million was the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan.
Oh no, not the teachers.
$100 million.
Oh no. It was, it's, see that, like, that's what I was just about to clarify. I'm not laughing at the people that lost money. I'm laughing at the sheer fact that the utter audacity it takes to stand your ass up in front of these fucking people and say, I have a company that is mining gold that's worth this much money, mm-hmm. invest because it's gold, so it is stable. Because that's the whole thing. Because they're like, well, the money hasn't been stable since we came off the gold standard. Gold, mm-hmm. is supposed to be one of the most stable things you can invest in. Just, mm-hmm. for this motherfucker to be shaving the fucking coating off of the shit they done bought on AliExpress on top of some rocks, I'd be pissed, bitch. Jail immediately, cause
yeah. So that's that. The thing that honestly just kind of pissed me off is the fact that that was even a thing where it's being invested in that manner, like. How you just gonna take somebody, all the people's money, and
you take their pension and invest it? Really?
We ain't talking 401ks where we know obviously is being invested if you have chosen to do that with your 401k.
But a pension.
A pension?
Now, that's the thing. See, that this is the thing. It depends on what type of contract you sign, right? Because some pensions are invested. Some places your pension is invested in either in company stock or whatever the stock bond mix the company uses until you're ready to draw from it. Some companies do that. Other companies, the pension is supposed to be kept in an interest-bearing account until you're ready to cash it in or what have you. It depends on what you sign.
I don't like it.
But if you sign the situation where it's supposed to go into an interest-bearing account and now they don't put it in this gold discovery, mm-hmm. foolishness,
mm-hmm.
then I have an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, essentially, they ended up going bankrupt November 5th of 97.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Walsh, Mr. David Walsh, he was like, man, fuck this. I'm moving to the Bahamas. And this nigga left.
Oh, he said, I'm out this bitch. All right.
He left. He was like, but I'm still innocent. I am not a crook.
Is the Bahamas the one that don't have extradition? Is that the one? It's a couple of islands down
there. I think so.
Don't have extradition. One of the big ones don't have extradition.
I think it is Bahamas, because I think that's also where a certain individual went. when his stuff started to come out. That
I think a couple over time have gone there. I think they are one of the ones that don't have extradition.
I think it's Bahamas. Yeah. But yeah, he ended up moving, still saying that he ain't do shit in 98.
Never do shit. That's the thing. Nobody ever does shit, but shit be happening. That's
right. That's true. Who did it? The air? So while he was there, though, two motherfuckers with guns, masked gunmen, just came on in, broke into his house, tied his ass up.
Yeah, give me this shit, bitch.
Yep, we gonna shoot you if you don't give up all your money.
Oh, okay. Because that's so what it ended. Take your white ass down to the Bahamas. You get robbed, bitch.
Ended peacefully. We'll say that. But unfortunately,
he didn't die.
Not then. But unfortunately, just a couple weeks later, he did end up passing from a brain aneurysm.
Damn, the stress of running affected him to the point that his brain said, "Bitch, fuck you, I'm out."
So in 99, the Royal Canadian
a lot of aneurysms are caused by stress. I was not making a joke about this man dying. So there.
That's true. In 99, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police announced that they were just going to end the investigation. It was like, fuck it. Without even any kind of criminal charges against anyone.
What's the point? He done died. The other nigga, like, he didn't fake that. I mean, at this point, what we...
Critics,
resources at this point, you're not gonna get nothing back. So what is just to say that I told you so?
And that's the thing. They were saying, like, basically they were like underfunded and understaffed to handle such a complex criminal fraud case. That's why they was just like,
it's like at this point,
we're just inadequate. They said the Canadian laws are inadequate, we don't have the money. So it's just like
Even bigger than that, even if you catch up with these motherfuckers and you prosecute, get some type of conviction, restitution, what have you, it ain't nothing left to pay back.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're never gonna recoup. The people who took losses will never recoup losses, even if these motherfuckers was put in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You're never gonna recoup losses. There never is never gonna be money to recoup for the state for this investigation or what have you. And then you're spending money to house the one dude that's left that might not even be the biggest part of this. So is it worth it at this point?
Yeah. Yeah. So okay, there I am. So after they decided that they were just not going to pursue any of the charges anymore, there did still end up being a civil case against the directors.
As there should.
So then in May of 99, the Ontario Securities Commission ended up charging that initial geologist, the one who told them to go take their ass to that damn jungle.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up charging him with insider trading. Yeah. But no other members of the board of directors or other associates were charged. It was just him.
Just him?
That's fucked up.
They was like, you know what? We hate you, bitch.
This is the thing, though. They admitted that they had no evidence against him. They had no evidence that he was either involved in the fraud or was even aware of the fraud.
That is so.
So I'm like, how the hell are you going to charge somebody if you ain't got nothing? Like, what is that shit?
Yeah, that's funny.
The trial ended up being suspended in April of 01. Okay, so this was in 99 when he was charged, and then he got suspended in 01. April of 01, when they just decided, they tried to have the judge removed because of alleged bias. But my thing is, if you don't have any kind of right, but not only that, if you don't have any kind of evidence, what the fuck you talk about bias for? Because you just decided to charge him.
Right. Like, what's the okay?
So how can you talk about bias? You don't even have shit.
You literally have nothing. What's the bias? Y'all came out of nowhere with this bullshit. Like, it's just like, oh no, I don't like you, bitch, so we're gonna charge you.
Essentially.
Wait.
So it was paused for like 4 years. It resumed in 05. He ended up going without testifying. A couple of the court hearings, as the there was a number of court hearings as a 6-year case made its way through the system. The basis of the OSC action, as well as the civil suits, is the alleged existence of the numerous and obvious red flags. But you can't charge somebody because of red flags. Like, you
charge somebody because if they doing something that look like they would be doing something else?
Yeah, like, what?
What? That, y'all not dating. It's not like...
Well, this is the thing.
You can't preemptively charge people. Like, you look like you're going to do this shit. So let me go ahead and file these papers right now.
But this what the hell happened. So the trial ended. And honestly, this nigga came back not guilty.
Of course, because they didn't have no evidence. Everything just right. Looks like he's gonna do this.
So to like, me, hey. To me, in all honesty, it really just sounds like they were like, we need to do something so it don't seem like we just let the whole thing go. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah, it was like, we gotta rush something out so everybody ain't pissed. Yes. That we can't do nothing about this. But in real life, we know we don't have no fucking case.
Right, because even after the verdict came back, they didn't even want to appeal the decision. Like, really?
It's just like, if they had a case, they would have charged. They knew they didn't have a fucking case, but they knew everybody was going to be all up in arms if they just let this shit go and didn't actually charge nothing. So they was like, let me just throw this out here. Yeah, these motherfuckers look like the type to commit crimes.
Right. So
they must have committed crimes. See? Crimes. Like, right.
What? The class action lawsuit was discounted by the court, by court order in early 2014, and $3.5 million Canadian dollars in damages were donated to a charity in the University of Ottawa. Since the funds were deemed too low to be meaningfully distributed amongst a large number of plaintiffs. How wish the hell you would tell me that I was part of a class action lawsuit. But since you didn't get enough money, I don't get shit and my winnings go somewhere else.
Listen, me and my $30 that I got from my class.
You better give me my $22.75 so I could go get me my Chick-fil-A meal and have some change left over. Stop playing with me.
I got $30.10 yesterday.
Man.
I said, ooh.
Man.
And go get lunch at the good place.
Yeah.
I went and had tacos.
Because give me my fucking money. So this, that geologist, the one, John, who told him to go there, told him to go through with Indonesia. He actually ended up passing away in 2019 at the age of 79. He was in the Philippines.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just getting up there.
No, I felt like he had a stress-induced, I'm a dad situation too, but no.
No, it didn't happen until 2019, and his charges were done in 2007, so it was 12 years later.
Oh, okay.
So this particular mining fraud convinced Canadians to regulate professional geology in Canada, because motherfuckers, y'all brought in all these people from everywhere else, you see what the hell happened. So the Securities Regulation National Instrument 43-101, I don't know what the hell that is, was created in the wake of all of this fraud to protect investors from unsustainable mineral project disclosures. Huh. So obviously with all of this happening, they decided to do something else and actually put some other shit in place to stop this from happening again.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was a whole lot of shit. For nobody to get charged. Nobody.
I think that everybody just went home like,
girl.
We all over the fence. Guess the game's over. Everybody just went home.
Like, that's essentially what happened. They was like, oh shit, they found out it's not real gold. Let's leave.
Like, they was like, oh, guess the game's over.
That wasn't us. That's essentially what that wasn't us. Uh-uh. That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. That was Shaggy before Shaggy.
Like, right, it wasn't me.
That's Shaggy's inspiration.
Gold. It was like, who's gold?
It says you were banging on the bathroom floor, but it okay.
It's like said, who,
I guess he listened to
goal. What is goal? You mean
the way they was like, oh, you scamps, get out of here. They went the way your mic just now and disappeared because we couldn't even hear you. Nope, your mic disappeared.
Okay, am I still disappeared?
No, you're here. And yes, I know what I'm saying. Those of y'all who watch Rugrats get it. I know how to say disappear.
But yeah, so that was the story of these fake ass gold.
This is wild.
What, girl, it just went all over the place. The thing that got me was the supposed unaliving, but then had a random, it's like, what?
No, because what sent me is the fact they just was like, oh, you guys. And everybody just went home. They was just,
everybody was like, you right, you right.
I don't want to play
right.
anymore. It's okay. And everybody just went home.
Girl.
What?
They didn't give a shit.
Granted, there were a couple people that, like, they own guilt took them out. But for the most part, we all just went home. Everybody just said that.
Because you notice nothing else was said or done about that Indonesian president and his
family. No, that's what I'm saying. Literally, everybody just went home. We all just was like, eh, scam was good while it lasted.
Oh, shit, we caught. Sell the stock, sell the stock.
It was like, let's go to Burger King. Like, everybody just went home.
Yep. That's what had happened.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was today's story, y'all.
It was, and it was a fun one.
We shall be back next week with another story. Siobhan will have it. Don't forget.
Oh, I have another brief update. I got this information hot off the presses.
Not hot off the presses. Not do to do.
You know, the
sad thing is, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's only about 17 people that's gonna get this. But so Sunny Balwani was denied extension in his start of his sentencing. If y'all don't know who Sunny Balwani is, that was Lizzie Holmes's partner. You know, the one that she said was beating her up and shit after they got caught. But you know, he was convicted as well because duh, y'all out here talking about we can only take 2 drops of blood, bitch. We know all your history. Y'all faking tests and shit. We knew you. Walgreens was playing the games when they signed that contract. Nobody did due diligence. We would have known this shit didn't work. He was, of course, found guilty, and he tried to get the start of his sentence to be delayed so he could continue to work on his appeal, but it got denied. So he's going to have to start his sentence here soon. I think like in 2 weeks, I think. Well, maybe right, next week. Then. I could be wrong. It's very, very close, though. And you know Lizzie, she keep trying
stop
to...
Stop calling that chick Lizzie, yo.
You know, she was trying to pop out babies, but then they was like, but she was also trying to go to Mexico. Mama had a passport and cash. Mama was about to flee.
Well, she had to, of course.
So, you know, stories we talk about, we try to update when I find them. If I see them, I update y'all on shit we talk about. Some of this shit's already wrapped up, but some of these cases are still like actively happening.
Yes, that is very, very
if
true.
If you're actively happening and stuff happens, because you know they don't be telling us most of the shit, even in the fun cases that we want to know, they don't be telling us. If stuff happens and I see it, I'll let y'all know. But I'm sleepy now, so.
Yep, about that time. We're getting ready to turn it in. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Like I said, don't forget, we still have merch. You can always go and purchase what you would like. And on that note, see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.